Also, Lodur Bishchunas Bali Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to live in a place that there's a lot of Bali Lashon Hara. And for sure, you should not hang out with them. If you even die to Kabbalah Sedora, even if you're not going to be Kabbalah, even Shemata Oznav Lishmoya, you are paying attention to it. You're going to be listening to it. Okay. I guess this is like a sif katan, you know, of avak lashon hara because it's going to lead a person to be engaged in lashon hara one way or the other. He says in the bottom, koshkein in shul, you should not sit next to people who speak lashon hara. Because aside from lashon hara, he's going to miss out davening. He's going to end up talking during davening, and it's going to be very bad.
If they go home davening chidus,
what?
If they go home davening chidus,
clear.
Is it weird? No, is it weird to be safe now? Everybody's doing safe now.
And also in your learning seats, when you learn, also you should not learn next to people that schmooze too much. Don't learn next to the shmooze too much. You're gonna end up doing a lot of the Torah. And he says an interesting lesson here. He says, "Ki harbe yibatel al yadam." You'll end up being without a lot of learning. Umeatasha yishar loy, and the little bit you have between your shmoozing, loy yelo gamkem shum atzlocha b'limuda. You're not gonna matzliach. Ki yepiske piske. It's gonna be caught up. So, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
What about if we have a Talmud with Baal Lashon Hara? So, you should not be next to him, because in a case where you don't think you can give him Musa. Okay. Weiter. V'im be'ezah oynes nitpas b'chav v'vores lashon hara. V'shemei Hashem v'davim lashon hara. You're in a group and they're saying lashon hara. We already discussed this before. Put your ears in. V'ein shmi mispal be'ez tzara hazois. He said, "Well, yeah." So what does he say here? If you think you could talk and give them Musa, you're to stop them. And even if you don't think that your Musa will help, it's not going to do anything bad. So even if you think that they may not listen, but even if I say something, they may not listen, but they're not going to like respond negatively, you should still give them Musar. Because if you don't do it, they're going to go for think you agree to it. Afki is chayiv la'anois the ligor bohem lichvoid noki v'tzadik asher yasichu boi. So what do those words mean? Right, in other words, they're going to he has to stand up for the covenant of the person that was spoken about. Because it's very likely that people will assume that you agree with what's being said if you don't respond. And therefore, you have even a greater responsibility to respond. A person hears his little children speaking Lashon Hara, he should give them strong Musar. Okay? Now, now he says on the bottom, he says like this. Why is Lashon Hara something which is so difficult for us? There's two reasons. Because when we grow up, a lot of times from being a little child, parents will tell you, don't do that, don't do that. So in Hilchos Maaseh, we're trained much more to think about what we're doing. And we were told that's not good, that is good. In saying, in how you speak, you're not trained as much. Yeah, whatever.
You're trained in the whole path type of thing.
But not certain things, yes. But certain things, you know, the parents let it go. Memela, it's really just the opposite. Really, those areas of speech are very, very hard to train oneself in. And therefore, really, one should train their children in having proper speech from an early age. And if they do it, then they'll be more accustomed to speaking that way. Okay. Now, children very often do not understand nuances. So what gets tricky is when you yourself say Lashon Hara, but you all have a heter. I'm doing it to Ellis. But the children don't understand that. Children, you know, nuances requires a certain amount of das. Right? Das allows a person to make a nuance. Say this, yes, it's not. If a person is going to, so therefore it's not recommended to say mutter dicker Lashon Hara in front of your children. Because they will not understand the nuances, and it will become more difficult to, in the end, train them in not saying Lashon Hara. Okay?
Post times?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh.
No, he doesn't say that.
I mean, you could say that about a lot of different halachas.
You could, but there's not that many halachic things that are also, that there's a tear, that they're not also all the time. Most things are also, they're also.
I mean, usually there's a way to do something.
Well, like
yeah, right. I mean, especially with kids, it's very hard to say, you know, Lashon. I mean, like a lot of times kids playing by each other. I mean, with kids especially, they don't tell us.
You need to.
So it's hard to say, we're not going to deal with Ellis.
Right. But if you are going to, then you should speak it up and finish with them. Right. That they bring here from Rabbi Kanievsky. Okay. Fine. Now, oh, let's see. He brings here. Then he says, okay. Now, I'm in the bottom. Hergel is how a person gets accustomed to things. So it's important. Finally, line in the Chofetz Chaim. Why is Lashon Hara so widespread? Because from when he was a child, no one told him what to say and what not to say. And no one even thinks it's aser. He can't change his nature. It would not be that way. ומרגילם בזה מן הארוסם, שלא ידבר לשון הרע. על שום בר ישראל, ממילא ידבר זה נטוע בנפשם מצד ההרגל. וינוקו להם אחר כך לגדוס עצמם לגמרי במידה הקדוש ההיא, ויזויכן עבור זה לחיי העולם הבא. That's what a person has the opportunity when training their children in that midah. Personally, what we do is just avoid talking about people in general. You know, who's good at this? Who's not good at that? Anything. There's enough to talk about. You don't have to talk about other people.
It kind of please remind me of, I think what you said earlier about the tzaras. In the olden days, you used to get tzaras, right, when you person spoke so naturally, you didn't speak. So the same way, for but how you teach the child over and over again, hey, that's not,
right.
you start realizing there's a direct consequence that your father is going to say something to you.
Right, I understand.
Start getting
I think that there is a sensitivity there. It's not just a hike. A child can understand. Yes, I guess it's not nice to say something about someone else. You know, you can understand the sensitivity of it. Now, okay. Let's finish up this klal. This is confidentiality. This halacha, that someone says something to you, you are not permitted to repeat it. Elam ki nasal rishus alzeh, unless he told you, you're allowed to. Dafkin mudavet lesbei lishnabisha, assuming there's no lashon hara. So interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim here does not say that I told you a secret. It didn't say I told you don't say. I told you something, you're not allowed to repeat it. It's ignoring yuma. Minayin lo emel chaver davar shuvu b'val yoyimer.
Davar shal v'shalimer.
Right. Okay. Now, we'll see. You know, Rabbi Zimmerman gave a whole share on this Chavos Chaim, that may not, it could be it's just something which is a somewhat, you know, private information. But it doesn't say here that he has to tell you not to repeat it. Okay, who b'val yomer chiyomer layamor? It's bechidish.
You're saying it would only apply to something that honestly he was not white.
Correct.
Yeah, he broke it down into four categories.
Yeah, but this correct. You it's just, not everything.
You say I'm going to the store. And, can't tell you.
No, it's a passion of the very little one.
Right.
The one is I'm telling you a secret. Don't tell anybody. The other one is you pull me into the office and close the door.
The context was secretive,
right.
Or the information is somewhat
sensitive. Or then, if you're going to the store, that
I'm sorry, that's
free.
Good to see you.
I put something in your mailbox.
What was that?
Thanks for the share.
Open your mailbox.
Thank you for the share.
1 second, Saba. I couldn't hear you. Say that again?
We put an envelope in your mailbox.
Oh, okay. Shkach. Okay, Shkach. Shlema. I hope it goes well on Thursday.
Interesting. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Okay, glad you're on the share, though.
Yeah, Shkach.
Okay. Shkach. Call to.
Right.